Title: Intervening Authority. California Supreme Court curbs the authority of PEGA litigants to intervene in overlapping PEGA actions. Content: On August 1, 2024, the California Supreme Court issued a decision in Turrieta v. Lyft that substantially narrows the authority of PEGA litigants to intervene in overlapping PEGA actions. The Supreme Court's ruling confirms that the courts and the Labor and Workforce Development Agency, LWDA, and not competing PEGA litigants have primary responsibility for providing oversight of PEGA settlements. The procedural background in Turrieta: an individual who provided services as a driver using the Lyft app filed an action against Lyft seeking civil penalties under the California Private Attorneys General Act of 2004, PEGA, alleging that the company failed to pay minimum wages, overtime premiums, and business expense reimbursements in violation of the California Labor Code. Two other employees filed their own separate PEGA actions against Lyft that also alleged that the company failed to pay minimum wages, overtime premiums, and business expense reimbursements. In December 2019, the company entered into a settlement agreement with the Turrieta plaintiff. The plaintiffs in the other PEGA actions subsequently filed motions to intervene in the Turrieta action and objected to the settlement. After the trial court denied the motions to intervene and approved the settlement, the intervening plaintiffs moved to vacate the judgment, which the trial court denied. The intervening plaintiffs appealed and challenged the settlement, the trial court's denial of their motions to intervene, and the trial court's denial of their motions to vacate the judgment. The Court of Appeal affirmed the settlement and the trial court's denial of the intervening plaintiffs' motions. The Court of Appeal found that the trial court properly denied the motions to intervene, that the intervening plaintiffs lacked standing to move to vacate the judgment, and that they lacked standing to challenge the settlement on appeal. One of the intervening plaintiffs sought review by the California Supreme Court, claiming that as a deputized agent of the state of California under PEGA, he had the right to intervene in the Turrieta action, to vacate the judgment, and to have the court consider his objections to the settlement agreement. The California Supreme Court's decision on August 1, the California Supreme Court issued a decision affirming the judgment of the Court of Appeal. The state's highest court concluded that a competing PEGA litigant lacks the authority to intervene in the ongoing PEGA action of another plaintiff asserting overlapping claims, to require a court to consider its objections to a proposed settlement in the overlapping action, or to move to vacate a judgment entered in that action. The court reasoned that such authority is inconsistent with the statutory scheme enacted by the California legislature, which gives the responsibility of settlement oversight solely to the trial court and the LWDA. In concluding that the intervening plaintiff lacked the authority that he claimed, the California Supreme Court recognized that in 2016, the California legislature amended PEGA to require judicial review and approval of any PEGA settlement, even if the parties agreed to waive PEGA penalties. At the same time, the legislature required that the parties submit a copy of the settlement agreement to the LWDA at the same time they submitted it to the trial court for approval. Furthermore, the legislature provided the LWDA with additional funds to perform its oversight responsibilities. The California Supreme Court stated that when the legislature addressed oversight, it looked only to the courts and to the LWDA. In addition, the court noted that allowing competing PEGA litigants to intervene in overlapping PEGA actions would create delay and complexity of an entirely different order than that created by the statutory judicial approval requirement. But the court recognized that trial courts have discretion to consider written comments offered to proffered settlements, not as formal objections, but as part of the court's role in evaluating whether a PEGA settlement is fair and reasonable. However, if a trial court refuses to consider such comments, the plaintiffs from other cases have no redress, no right to intervene, and no right to appeal an approval they believe to have been unreasonable. Key takeaways: the two